Happy Monday to you, Daily Dosers. Thanks for joining us. Before, and I'm sure everyone does this, but I know before I get together at Daily Dose, my mind's just racing, and not just where do I go, but there's this ongoing prayer. God, what do you want us to say? What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? Somebody out there is in Central California, somebody out there watching from Philadelphia, somebody out there overseas, somebody out there, what needs to be said today so that wherever you're doing this Daily Dose from, there are people that go, man, that was for me. I tell you, there's nothing more encouraging than getting those little emails that say, wow, today's Daily Dose did what? And as I'm praying, it hit me. Well, that's chapter one, isn't it, Chris? Chapter one, Paul writes down his prayer for his church. Instead of praying, what do these people need? Why don't you just look at Paul's prayer? Because he was probably better at leading people, more spiritual, knew this stuff better, and had a better heart for the church than you do, my friend. Why don't you just look at his prayer? And I'm like, maybe that was the answer to my prayer. In this book of Colossians, chapter 1, every day this week, myself and other parts of the staff, we're all just going to go through this. Chapter 1, we're going to pick it up in verse 9. I had to fly through it this weekend in teaching, and I want to drill down on, here's the prayer for the church. In other words, if you want to know what the Apostle Paul's heart is for you and I today, this is it. For this reason, because we heard about your church, you love God and love others. Since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will. Oh, don't you want to have the knowledge of God's will for your life? Oh, come on. We all want to know God's will for our life. Please don't leave me hanging. Please tell me I'm going to find it. Through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you, and here's what we pray, in order that you, and if you got your Bible open, just be ready to put some numbers by this and underline. You live a life worthy of the Lord and can please him. Number one, what's the prayer for church? Can we live a life today worthy of the Lord and that we may please him in every way? Number two, bearing fruit in every good work. Number two, the fruit of my life should not be about me. It should not be about Chris. It should be about Christ. How do I know if I'm really following God? My rearview mirror and my track record says, wow, is God working in my life? Are things changing? Is God working through my life? If God is working through my life, there should be instances I can see. What are those called? Those are called fruit. Something is growing from this relationship. Bearing fruit in every good work. And then number three, growing in the knowledge of God. I want you to grow in the knowledge of God. Not because head knowledge saves us, but this is relationship. Okay, for those of you that are in relationship, aren't you better in year one, year two? Well, I shouldn't say that. We start living together, things get really rocky. For singleness, those that go, man, I don't have this relationship. I know, yeah, that's why we grow in the knowledge of God, because can God really richly provide us with everything we need? And can he fill us? There's beauty in the calling of singleness. There's beauty in marriage and relationship. Whether it's a friendship, relationship, intimacy, the more you walk with and know someone, the better this relationship becomes. I want you to grow in the knowledge of God, and you'll be strengthened with the power according to his glorious might. So that, here you go, you're going to have endurance and patience. This isn't a yellow brick road, man. It's not all going to come out golden. Man, there are going to be trials and struggles in your life. And this says, so that God takes away every obstacle that's in front of you, dear child. It's not there. So that you can still be committed with perseverance when those obstacles aren't taken out of our lives. Joyfully giving thanks to the Father. And joyfully giving thanks to the Father. So as I was praying for what to do in the Daily Dose, it hit me. Paul says, here's what you pray for. Why don't we just look at this prayer and say, then that's what we should strive for. Can we be people that say, all right, today, Monday, I want to live a life worthy of the Lord. I want to please him. I want to live a life that bears fruit. Not my success, but God, your glory. I want to live a life where I'm growing in the knowledge of God. Congratulations. Daily Dose, we do this so we can grow in the knowledge and the understanding of God. I want to live a life that I want to be strengthened with the power of God. Yeah, what I need the power of God? To accomplish great things and have success? No, to go through the obstacles and barriers that are in my life. I need the power of God to have my perseverance and endurance. And in that, I will joyfully give thanks to God. But if we're going through bad stuff and we need perseverance and endurance, why do we joyfully give thanks? And that's where I picked up this weekend. He says, because you have a God that forgave you. You have a God that redeemed you. You have a God that bought you back. You have a God that rescued you. You have a God that adopted you. And you have a God that qualified you. So let's grow in our knowledge, our strength, the power of God. May each of us now, as you turn this off, or as this turns off, just do a prayer. God, may this be real and evident in my life. May each of you do this prayer as we close this. And join us tomorrow for more knowledge that helps with the lifestyle of relationship. We'll see you then.